KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is KE8NDJ.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'll be filling in for Randy May for this evening's net, and I'll be acting as net control. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, Dave in Bay City. I will be in and out.
Okay, do I have any other in and out mobile or short time stations? Call now. Do I have any Echolink stations? Echolink stations for the net. Call now. Okay, we'll continue on with regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, call now.
This is Dave, WAVW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo, Charlie 8, here at Del Rima, Rob, no traffic.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is 88MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is KDAPAC, Minnie Burke, no traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list here. We had Dave, KDAPCQ as an in and out, our regular check-ins, WADW, KC8SDL, NAEUI, KD8MMH, and KD8PAZ. Do I have any additional check-ins for the Monday night? Call now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Okay, we picked up Rick. We'll go ahead and get started with the net, and we'll do another call here in a few minutes for additional check-ins. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this Labor Day weekend Monday night net. I hope everyone had a good holiday weekend, the unofficial end to summer. So it ended at least nice so far. It was a beautiful weekend. It was nice and sunny. The temperatures weren't real super hot, and the humidity wasn't up there too much. So it was a good weekend, at least as weekends go. So wherever you were, if you were home or if you're out someplace for the weekend, I hope you had a good weather and an enjoyable time as well. First up on the list here, we're going to go to WADW Dave, followed by KC8STL. Good evening, Dave.
You're real good there, Ron. KZYVF, WADW. Yeah, we spent last week up at Harrisville camping. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we came back on Friday. We tried to get over there anyway before the holiday rush. Friday was sort of wild in itself. Weather was wild. Weather was up and down. We actually got up there later Monday evening, and then on Tuesday it was in the 90s. On Wednesday it was in the high 60s, and it was back in the 85 degrees on Thursday, and then warm again on Friday. So sort of a strange up and down of a roller coaster of the weather. Came home and I actually worked on, we cleaned up the trailer up, and I work on repacking the wheel bearings. So we got a couple of them done today. We'll get the other two done tomorrow or whatever. So we'll get that all taken care of. That'll be good for another year. That's about all I got this time. We'll be here for 73 round. KC8YVF, WADW.
All right, Dave, I'm glad at least you had the roller coaster weather that you had. You made it through it okay. Yeah, they said, what was the last, when it got 94 here in Saginaw, that was the high temperature so far for the summer for Saginaw. So that was the highest temp so far. So I don't think we're going to top out anywhere close to that for the season now, since we're into September now. The temperatures will start to cool off here, and would be nice. Next thing I'm looking forward to is Guys Golf Weekend up in Traverse City. I got to get on my brother to get a date scheduled here so I know what to do. I got quite a few things coming up in September. I've got a medical procedure on Thursday. My wife has one a little couple weeks later in the week, so I'm going to be off some time with her. So I got to get something scheduled to make sure that I have her covered. She's going to be out of action for about a month. So at least driving time and that, she won't be able to go anywhere or drive or do anything. So I'm going to have to kind of be around and do as much as I can and still work at the same time. So, all right, next up on the list, we have KC8SDO and standby in ADUI. Good evening, Rob.
Very good. Good evening yourself there, Ron. KC8YVF, excuse me, in the group, Kilo Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima. Yeah, it's a very nice day today. Couldn't ask for a better day, not too bad. A little chilly this morning, but it's kind of neat having a blanket on the bed so I have to just sit there and swelter in the heat, so pretty happy about that. Well, as you know, I'm getting ready to do the Octagon Barn coming up this next weekend, but I'm not a little weird about the weather. They're saying possible rain, yeah, 40%. That could go either way. But the temperature, Ron, low of 48 on Saturday night, so I don't know. The whole hill, maybe it's not going to be the prime sleeping space for that weekend. But there might be a light in the tunnel. A couple I know that I go to shows with, they might just say, hey, we're going to make you a place for the cameras so you don't freeze to death. Because one morning up there, Ron, in Gagetown Valley, gosh, it must have been 7 or 8 years ago, it was 31 degrees one morning. Huh, boy, that's cold. That's cold. At the time, I had a little ready heater there, which I was borrowing. I had a ready heater. It was not what kept the chill off at the time, but I had both flies open and, for the ventilation. And, boy, it was 31 degrees. She was cold, but hopefully it won't be too bad. Yeah, I'm going to be up there showing off my engine. Looking forward to it there. And other than that, let me see what else is going on. I played a little radio here. The old Ken was doing a good old job, and even had the old Heath get on here the other day, and she actually stayed stable. Pretty happy about that. Hi, hi. Okay, Ron, I'll be around for the 7th round, doing a great job as usual, and we'll catch you on the next show around. KC8YVN, KC8SO. Oh, by the way, wave a hand to Miss Minnie. Good evening, Minnie. Back to that, Ron.
All right, Rob. Sounds like you got a few activities coming up, and sounds like a lot of fun at the Octagon Barn there. So, never been over there. One of these days I might have to try and work my way to one of the events or to see that as well. So, next up on the list, N80UI, then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Tom.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody else tonight. This is N80UI. Hope everyone's doing well. Yeah, it's been a very pleasant Labor Day holiday today, and over the weekend it was very, very comfortable also. A little warm last week. Cut the grass last week in the heat, and I got about 3 bags of clippings, not 4 bags, but the trash, we didn't have trash pickup today, we usually have it on Mondays. It's going out tomorrow morning, and got a lot of recyclable stuff that's going out tomorrow also. But yeah, I got the yard, cleaned up the yard, trimming the branches, the shrubs and the trees in the backyard, and the branches are getting some of the Drupal's bits, so my wife and I are gonna trim that up a little bit so it looks nice in the trees. Had our granddaughter over here for a couple nights this past weekend. She's a third grader, and she had a longer weekend, so we took her off her parents' hands because her parents are putting new floors, installing new floors in their living room. So we got her, took her for the weekend, so she's out of the way. And we took her to the park, played in the park, the Rainbow Park over by Walmart over there, north side of Sango Township off of Trotner, near Trotner Road Street over there. Took her over there. It's a nice park. A lot of kids there yesterday with the parents, having a good time. Let me break here real quick. And let's see, was on the radio for a little bit over the weekend, a little contest. The bands weren't doing very well. It wasn't a very productive contest. But I was on the air for a couple hours, having some fun. And doing some more putzing around on the Meshtastic in my free time here at home. And let's see, what else? That's about it. We got the pickup truck out of the garage, and we cleaned it all up inside, vacuumed it, dusted off the dashboard, cleaned the windows, and everything got it all nice and clean. So it's ready to go for another few months until it gets dirty again. A lot of the dirt and dust is from going camping and down these less than ideal streets and roads, and mud, dust gets kicked up, you get the windows open and dust gets in there. So it kind of collects over the years, so we cleaned that up today. And so it's good to clean now. So I'll probably clean up again one more time before it gets too cold out. So anyways, I'm going to toss it back. Catch you on the 73 round, anytime as any UI.
All right, Tom, sounds like you had a very busy week with all your things you've got going on there. And, no radio or anything for me this weekend. I was busy with other projects. I'll cover those when we get down to the end of the list here. So, all right, next up on the list, KD8MMH. And, well, let's see. We'll do a station break here first before we get to you, Mike. Are there anyone? This is KC8YBF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, now we'll continue down to Mike. KD8MMH, stand by at KD8PAZ. Good evening, Mike.
Okay, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Happy Labor Day to everyone. Didn't go anywhere this weekend, hung around the house, had a birthday party Saturday, went to, and basically just been pretty much cleaning and working on the camper all weekend, getting that ready, be camping here in a few weeks with that. And today the Great American Family Network has a Columbo Marathon all day, so pretty much sticking around watching Columbo all day today. That's about all for this go-around, Ron. Thanks for doing the net tonight. KD8MMH, back to net control.
Okay, it helps if I grab the right mic. Got too many mics here on the bench, and I reached for the wrong one. So we'll try this again. Anyhow, all right, Mike, sounds good. And the Columbo Marathon, I guess. Certainly didn't catch that one, so we had, like I said, too many projects going on this weekend. So, all right, next up on the list, KD8PAZ, stand by KC8VOA. Good evening, Manny.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good net going here. Haven't been doing too much. I did clean out the bird bath again today and put some fresh water in there and made up some fresh hummingbird food and put that out. So I've been keeping busy with the birds. But other than that, not doing too much. Do enjoy this cooler weather. And so I had to turn off my fans and my air conditioner, so that'll save me a little bit there. But other than that, I've got to clean out my garden spot. Tomatoes and that is all done. So this is KD8PAZ back to KC8YBF.
All right, Minnie. Yeah, I know that's one thing I got to do is get some bird feed out, but I haven't been able to do that. And my wife is kind of incapacitated right now. Her mobility is limited. So she didn't get out to do it either. And the garden right now, still tons of tomatoes out there. Those are growing good. I got peppers galore. Cabbages are coming. Brussels sprouts are coming. My cucumbers are done. My beans, I got some out there yet. But wait and see. I planted some potatoes too, but not much came up. So I'm not sure if I'll get any at all out of those. So I'm still doing pretty good on it. And zucchinis are coming, actually. They were late. They didn't normally by now. They're done and gone. There's all kinds of blossoms on them, and they're starting to grow zucchinis. I've only had a couple off the two plants that I had. So Garden's still doing okay as long as we don't get too cold of a weather or get a frost here. Then everything will be done from there. All right, next up on the list, KC8VOA, and then we'll be at the end of the list. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody on the net. And like Mike, I've been working on a camper. I removed one of the windows and resealed it. And I've been peeling some of the caulk off. It looks like it's bonded, but one side's bonded, one side's not. So you really have to look over very good and carefully. You find out real quick that it's not what it as it looks. So you got to use a careful eye when you look at that stuff. Just don't glance over real quick. We're hoping to get out one more time. Well, I don't know if we're going to take a camper or not. I did order a camper cover for it. So that's been keeping me busy. Garden's been keeping me busy. Have not had a lot of time to play with Mestastic, but I was doing that as I was sitting here listening to you guys. And working on their case right now. And Tom, I'd like to hear your update on how your 3D printings go, as well as Ron's. So with that, I'm going to turn back over to control. KC8VOA, back to KC8YBF.
All right, Rick. Yeah, I know. I ran into Rick at the store on Saturday. Saturday, I guess. Well, the floor project is finally coming to an end. It's about 98% complete at this point. I took Friday off. Mike didn't mention. Mike and I and Mike Linton attended Dwayne Morris's funeral on Friday. Very good service, some very good words from his sister, one of his sisters, or a couple of his sisters, I guess, son-in-law and that. Just very good comments in that the family made. Mike and I got to talk to them afterwards, and I remember the presentation that Dwayne did called Wires. And they do have a copy of it, his sister said, and they, at some point they will try and get it to us so we can play it again. But Dwayne always had a very good meeting as president. He always had presentations, always tried to do things to make you laugh, make you think. I remember, you know, Dwayne fondly, at least in that capacity. He passed away last week at 92 years old. So thanks to Mike and Mike. By the way, we decided, at least Mike and I, and we'll present it to the club. We did get a flower arrangement since he was a past president of the club and had that there. We were also mentioned in the obituary as far as a contributor in that. If anybody in lieu of flowers wanted to contribute, one of the charities, as they put down, was the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association. So the information's up there. I do have pictures. I'll put up the pictures of the flower arrangement that we did for his funeral and get those up on the website as well. Let me break. Back to the floor. Saturday, I picked up the finish sander, came back, started to work on that. Found out I still had some issues with the initial sanding, so I had to go back and get some different sandpaper, heavier sandpaper, or grittier stuff, basically, and had to sand the floor again continuously. I worked pretty much for 10 hours on Saturday sanding the floor again. The drum sander had got off all of the old finish, but it had left some ridges in the floor. And I ended up having to sand it in order to try and get the floor as flat as I could. So I plan to have it all done by this weekend. Like I said, about 98%. All of the floor had got two coats. And once I got it sanded and that done, I got two coats of sanding sealer, had to sand in between, which was on my hands and knees with a 5-inch palm sander, sanding the entire hallway and living room floor. Doing that twice, and then we got two coats finally today. I got two coats of the varnish on the floor today. It's got to cure 24 hours. I have two spots that I can't do until next week. is where the sofa currently sits. Once the rest of the floor is done, I will have to move the sofa and do the finish coat on the underneath that, and same thing for the piano. So those two small sections still have to be done with the top coat, the two layers of top coat, but it came out very well. My wife is pleased with the outcome of it. As good as we could do with 70-year-old floor that was in pretty good shape, and then having to put in some additional floor to match into it because of some other issues, we finally got can see the light at the end of the tunnel as such for the flooring. Also, last week we had a tree company out, took out our three stumps that were in the yard. Unfortunately, it leaves a mess. I got one pile kind of gathered up and put back in the hole where the stump used to be. The other pile, when they did it, it was one of those 94-degree days, and I just ran out of energy in order to try and move it. So that's still on my agenda after work, to still continue to try and move that. And then we're also getting hold of a landscaping company to come and do some work. So they'll come and take out all of the debris that was left from the tree stump, dig around it, put in new dirt, and we'll get that hydro-seeded and that taken care of. And Sunday, yesterday, sorry, for those on the Sunday net, I totally missed it. Again, I was working on the floor. My daughter and son-in-law came over about that time, and I was talking to them when my wife said, "Don't you have a net?" And I'm thinking, "What day is it?" She said, "Sunday." And I said, "Oh, shoot." So it was about 20 after when I got down here, and Dave, PCQ was still on. I talked to him for a few minutes. So sorry that I missed the net yesterday. Too many things on the fire, too many things going on, and hopefully this will start to wind down a little bit with this project. So let me break. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, we'll go back up to the top of the list with Dave, WADW, standby, KC8STL. Good evening again, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Rod. I don't really have a whole lot more of this. We're actually, I'm hoping to get a couple more camping experiences in. We'll see how that goes. Barry's got some eye surgeries coming up over the next couple months, a lot of things on the calendar. We try not to to make appointments, and this time of year we normally try to do it in winter, but this year has been terrible. We've really got nailed with a lot of them, so we haven't done the camping that we wanted to this year. But we're going to try, like I said, we're going to try to get out a couple more times. We actually like to go in October. October is a real good month, and we may be able to get out in October and do that. Might be a little chillier, but some of the problems, too, some of the state parks are not open. I know that Tawas, I think, is done. I think that they're done today. They're closed for the season. They're doing some work up there. And a couple of the other ones, Hoff up at Roger City, I believe, is closed. There's a number of them are closed, doing a lot of work, so we're at the sort of pick and choose us to try and get in us to campground. Anyway, so that's it. Catch you all later. Catch you down the log. KC8YVF, WADW.
All right, Dave, glad you were able to get out camping. Our camper never left the driveway this year and won't at the moment, other than if we can get it back into storage. We did open it up over the 4th of July for a couple of days, made sure everything was okay. Some things that we needed to put in the camper we put in, but it was opened, aired out, and closed back up, and there she sits. I'll have to get it washed back up again because it's dirty from the trees and that it sits out in the driveway. And normally I use it for field day, but again, with the nasty weather that was predicted and what we got, the storms and that, it did not come out for that event. Pop-ups don't work well in thunderstorms and severe thunderstorms, so it stayed home. And, yeah, it was just too many projects and too many family things for us to even get out. And I kind of miss it. We've gone out at least once the last 3 years in a row and really enjoyed it and kind of miss it this year. But not going to be on the agenda. Again, too many things to try and wrap up before the weather starts to change here, which is going to happen at some point, I guess. All right, next up on the list, KC8STL, standby N80UI. Good evening again, Rob.
Very good, you're doing a great job here, Ron. KCAYVF is a group here, Hugh, Charlie, Sierra, Dempsey, excuse me. Very good, yeah, I wish a good recovery for your wife after her surgery. I hope she does okay, and yourself even. Yeah, going to that place, I don't like going to that H-word place. I spent quite a bit of time there 2021. I had trouble with my foot. Wasn't too good, but I'm not doing too bad. I haven't been in there yet, so I want to make it that way, not to be in there, so. Yeah, okay, yeah, like I said, looking forward to the Epscon barn. Yeah, I'm hoping the weather's not going to be too bad, but there might be a light in the tunnel, like I said, the couple I show engines with, they might let me stay with them there, so won't be too bad. Yeah, because I sold my camper last time I used it was field day last summer, and now being we don't have a view over the hall anymore, so I got rid of it. A neighbor guy bought it from me, and it needs a lot of work, but, you know, being my eyesight's bad, it's hard to do any work anymore, you know, anything intricate, but I sold it, and that's okay. Other than that, let me see here. Radio-wise, like I said, I was on the radio a little bit here, but not nothing, no marathons or anything. I was on this morning for a little while, but I know band conditions this morning were really bad. Only frequency was really working was 7258 on that mid-car, so they weren't doing too bad, so it is what it is. But I got all fall and winter to play radio. Okay, Ron, 73, have a good week, and if I get a chance, if I take any video of the show there, I'll definitely send them to your phone. You'll get a look what I run there. I got my three engines, well, two of them are down six, so at least I have one of them running. One's better than nothing, so. Well, that Ron, 73, you take care, and we'll catch you next week. Monday
night, Ron. All right, Rob, I'll look forward to that. If you get a video on that, post it up there to see how everything goes. All right, NADUI is up next. Stand by, KD8MMH. Good evening again, Tom.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, Ron, thanks for doing that tonight. This is an EUI. To answer Rick's question, as far as 3D printing, I have not had enough time to do that kind of stuff yet. Trying to learn the machine and looking at YouTube videos. And just playing around with it a little at a time just to kind of get the hang of it, but I haven't done any projects with it yet. Hopefully maybe when it starts getting a little less busy around the house and more hunkered down in the house more, I can start putting a little more effort into 3D printing, but that's what it is right now. I think I'm going to do is I'm getting a little low. We're getting low on our smoked pulled pork, our pork butts. I made a whole bunch of it last winter. Actually fall, that's autumn, we vacuum seal them, and we pull it out as, you know, as need be, and my wife and I want something to eat quick and easy. I'll take it out the night before and thaw it out. We got some out for a granddaughter, and we thought we'd have pulled pork over the weekend when she was here visiting us. Well, no, she wanted peanut butter and jelly, so my wife and I had this pulled pork, so we were eating that a little at a time, but I'm getting a little low on it, so got a couple of pork butts in the freezer I got on sale at Meijer a few months ago. I'm going to pull them out this week and thaw them out and then smoke them this week while the weather is still decent. And then pull it and vacuum seal it and put it back in the freezer so they're ready to eat for the upcoming winter in spring, next spring. So we'll see what happens. Basically, just doing a lot of stuff around the house. It's a constant war I have declared on weeds. got them under control, but every once in a while I'm cutting the grass and I'll see some weeds, so I got to, you know, to get my tank sprayer and I'll go in and spray the weeds, and then they'll, you know, they'll die after a couple of days. But it's a constant battle this past spring, especially when we get a lack of rain and the weeds start to appear more often. So, but I have the extra weed killer in the shed just for these kind of occasions. So, and I'm going to run out of weed killer, that's for sure. We have a toss-up between going camping one more time next month. We're going to the Oktoberfest. I'm in Frankenmuth. Let me break you real quick. We were going to see about camping in Frankenmuth at the Milky Bear campsite. It's a full hookup campsite. But of course, it was too late. They're all booked solid, obviously, for that week of Oktoberfest. So we might just maybe there's a campsite in Birch Run. I forget the name of it, river or something. And it's just south of Frankenmuth. We might camp there, or we may just say, no, we're not going to camp anymore this summer, and just put the camper, you know, winterize it, put it away, and then just go to Frankenmuth to drive to Frankenmuth for Oktoberfest for an evening. We'd like to take our granddaughter because I think she'd get a kick out of that polka music, so we don't know. We're going to try and see if she wants to go for that. But that's about it for me on this end. I hope to see everybody at this Friday's meeting and get together and talk about things. And so in the meantime, I'm going to say goodnight. Let me treat everyone and sign off. This is NAEUI. Goodnight, everyone.
All right, Tom. Yeah, that's what we had today for dinner out at my daughter's house. Son-in-law's smoked. We gave him a turkey and we gave him a pork butt. And so we had smoked turkey and pork butt, pulled pork for dinner today. And they had a few people come over, brought other dishes and that. So we had a very good dinner today. Enjoyed the afternoon with the grandkids and finally got a chance to relax a little bit after a very hectic weekend. So that was fun. But I did come home early. I was just wore out and almost fell asleep at their house sitting out in the sun in the lawn chair. So I said, well, I got net tonight. Randy had some other obligations. He called me a couple of nights ago and said if I would take his net. And I said, sure, no problem. So Randy will be back in his normal spot hopefully next week. And I said, yeah, no problem. I'll grab you net. This is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
This is KE8NDJ.
Let me just read Kilo Echo 8, November Victor Juliet. Is that correct?
That would be November Delta Juliet.
Roger the correction, November Delta Juliet, and the name, please.
My name is Rob. I am new from the area. I live in LC, Michigan.
All right, Rob, welcome to the net. We'll be down to you shortly here in the rotation, so thanks for joining, and we'll be right with you. Next up on the list, KD8MMH, Mike, stand by, KD8PAZ.
Hey, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Well, thanks again, Ron. Tom mentioned, just a reminder, this coming Friday will be our September club meeting, 7 o'clock. Out at Harry Brown Airport, all are welcome. If you want to talk about the presentation, I guess this month's presentation, I'll let you go ahead and do that, and I will send an email out tomorrow to remind everybody of the club meeting. With that, we'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead, and hope to see you all out at the airport Friday night. KD8MMH, back to net control. Thanks for doing the net run.
All right, Mike. Yeah, I got to look up the presentation here, so make sure I get it right. And I'm trying to get to KADAC's website to remind myself. And, oh, come on. Didn't want to come up here. There we go. We're getting there sooner or later. Yeah, and hopefully we'll plan to get the newsletter out tomorrow to everyone again with the weekend. I've been neglected trying to get that done, so I will get that out tomorrow. This coming meeting, as Mike said, coming up on Friday, is a vintage radio gear show and tell. So, Mike, when you send out your email to everyone, if you would remind everybody, bring a piece of gear or a picture of something. What is their oldest gear that they have or the oldest gear that, you know, they've used or something like that? Rob's got a bunch of stuff with his old Hot Water 101 and everything like that. Bring in what your oldest gear is and talk about it or how you got started. What was your first gear? And mine I won't bring, but I'll just give a little synopsis. When I first got started, the guy that got me started into it said, when you get started, when you pass your license, I got a piece of gear for you to get started in your shack. And this, he gave me a power supply. This is a Heath power supply, not a Heath kit. It just says Heath Company from Benton Harbor, Michigan. He did some work on this power supply, and he said this will last you for a good long time. And this power supply has been on the air 24/7 since 2003. It runs my APRS radio, which is an old Kenwood 70 TR 7400, and that radio and that power supply, like I said, have been on 24/7 since 2003 when I got my license. Other than power outages, it goes off the air for a little bit, but it's on, the radio at least stays up because it's on battery backup. But yeah, that was my first piece of gear. It sits right here in front of me, prime and central, the old Heath kit green, and it's worked like a charm, and I probably jinxed it now, but it was a real good piece of equipment, and he updated it, and that's really kind of my oldest gear that I have in the shack. So, yeah, Mike, if you'll do that, add that to the list so we know there. Okay, next up on the list, KD8PAZ, standby KC8VOA.
Good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Rob. It's good to have a new one on here tonight. Welcome to anyway, nothing much more to say. Hopefully be out there on Friday night to see everyone. This is KD8DAT, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Benny, yeah, get out to as many as you can here. The daylight is starting to fade on us and getting darker a little sooner every night, so we'll look forward to see you at the meetings as long as we can. All right, next up on the list, KC8 VOA and standby KE8 NDJ. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening again, Ron. And hopefully everyone will have a good week. And yes, we have a club meeting coming up this Friday. Mike, I don't know if you want to say something about the swap or the swap meet coming up here. A little bit later this month, the auction, I should say, the club fundraiser. Other than that, I've kept my work cut out for me. I got a lot of little projects, and it just all takes time. And with that, we'll turn it back over to Net Control 73, everyone. KC VOA, back to KC YVF.
All right, Rick. Like I said, all the little projects and things like that, also throwing in there. We have a few cats in the house, and my wife and I built what's called a catio. It's a cat patio that sits outside the house on one set of windows where we can open the window and the cats can go out in this enclosure so they can enjoy the outside and not be outside. So I did get that back up. We had new windows put in the house, so I didn't want to screw into the brand new windows. So we came up with Plan B, got that up and running, a few other projects, little projects around the house. I have been doing quite a bit still of 3D printing. Again, with the cats, my wife broke one of the cat litter scoops, so I found one on the 3D print sites, and I printed her one that said looked like it was a good one. Boy, this came out to be a monster. I said, this could lift tiger poo as far as that. So very heavy duty. As the guy said, robust. It's robust, all right. Takes two men and a boy to lift it, let alone put anything in it. But we have an extra one if we need it. Also, I had printed out some brackets today. I'm going to be replacing the little print stand that I put the 3D printer on. It was an old regular printer stand for computer printer. Well, the 3D printer moves and shakes too much that this thing is starting to come apart. It's not designed for that. So I'm going to put together a little workbench. I've got the plans for it next week. Again, something else to throw into the fire with finishing up the floor is to build the workbench so I can transport that over. But I did pick up some PEG material for the printer filament and printed a few things for that. That's a little different, although it printed quite well. As Rick said, it gets a little stringy, but I had really not a lot of it. It's in spots it did. But I did pick up a heater. I did run it through the heater to see, but now it's in a storage container with desiccant and a humidity gauge, and right now in that storage container, it's running at about 10% humidity at 72 degrees, so we're going to see how well it prints without putting it in the heater. I'll do a test print of something and see how well it does straight out of the box like that in the storage container, so we'll wait and see there. All right, now we're up to Rob. Thanks for joining us here on KE8NDJ. Go right ahead.
Hey, how's everybody going? This is KE8NDJ. Just moved up in the area about a year and a half ago, close to Saginaw County from Oakland County. I belong to South Lyons Amateur Radio Club. And I got into ham radio probably about 5 years ago, working EMS by our radio engineer who was also ham radio, and that's how I got started. A little new to the hobby and willing to learn as much as I possibly can. I'm an extra and still learning this as always.
All right, Rob. Well, thanks for joining our net tonight, and welcome to the hobby, at least 5 years into it. We have a couple of nets that run here in Saginaw, this one on Monday nights at 9 p.m. There's also the Tri-City Rag Chew net for kind of Midland, Bay, Genesee, Saginaw counties, the adjoining counties that are on this repeater as well. Repeater has a pretty good footprint. We have six receive sites, one to the north of the county, one to the east, one to the west, a couple toward the central part of the county, and our south part of the county one is actually located in Shiawassee County in Bancroft. So we get people from Lansing area and southern areas like that are able to join in as well. So we have a good footprint. We can get a lot of people into the nets here. And it's just kind of a rag chew net, what's going on and with everybody during the week and things like that, projects or whatever that you may have going is kind of the general theme of the net. So thanks for joining us tonight. Hopefully you'll come back and join us either on Sundays or Mondays again. Also have a club meeting. The club meeting is this coming Friday. It takes place at 7 p.m. at Harry Brown Airport. That's on the west east side of Saginaw County, off in Janes Road, so off from I-75 and M-46 area of the county. Out at the airport conference room there, we always have our business meeting to start out with and some sort of presentation or of some kind going on at every meeting. As I said, this one will be vintage radio gear. What was the first piece of gear, the oldest piece of gear that you have? If you can't bring it in, we've got a picture of it, what you had, bring that in, and kind of just give us a little information about that or how you got started. For me, I got started with a friend of mine who was a ham radio operator, and I used to work for Radio Shack, both as an employee and as a store manager back in the 80s. And if people remember back then, Radio Shack carried ham radios, and I bought my first ham radio, a 2-meter Radio Shack radio, Andy Talkie, long before I got a license. I would listen to that radio, what was going on, and things like that, and I started getting into with a friend of mine who would go down to Dayton to the Hamvention. So I ended up going down with them, mainly for computer gear, since I wasn't a ham at a time. And one of the guys bought this very nice, expensive Kenwood Handy Talkie. And I said, that's really cool. I got to have one. So I bought one as well. But he said, now you got this expensive radio. You've got to get your license. So that got me into it. I took Lee's class up in Midland. A couple of months later, I tested and got my general, or got my tech license. And then a couple of years later, I upgraded to general. And that's where we sit at the moment. So let me break. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
KF8BLX, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray, Rick from New Lothrop, just 1 to 73. So hello to everybody in the net. Have a great night.
All right, thanks for joining the net. Do you want to make a quick comment?
No, not too much going on. I'm actually just getting ready to call it a night here. So, like I said, just wanted to check in, say 73s to everybody, was kind of listening in a little bit. And we'll see you and talk to you all next week. Thanks a lot, KF8BLX.
All right, thanks for joining the net tonight and a little information. Any other check-ins for the net or comments or rejects?
Well, I'm going to definitely try reaching out there to you. This is KEAKZN. I'm Greg from Beaverton, Michigan.
All right, we got you in there from Beaverton. Go right ahead.
Well, awesome. This is fantastic. Again, this is KEAKZN, and this is the first time I've heard the net here for Saginaw. So it's great to hear that you guys got an active program going on here. It's a balmy 53.4 degrees here in good old Beaverton. I would imagine it's a little bit warmer down there in Saginaw, but you're not too far away, so it could be the same thing. But anyway, I'll just be listening here for a few minutes, and y'all catch me on the second round, or if this is the last round, let me know.
All right, actually you caught us in our second round right here. This is our 73 round. And that starts at 9 o'clock every Monday night here on the Saginaw Repeater. We also have on Sunday night, we got the Tri-City Rag Chew Net. This starts at 7 p.m. also on this repeater. We try and keep it to an hour. This net is a two-round type of net because usually the second round, somebody in the first round prompts some questions that somebody in the second round can answer or something like that. So we also have the club meeting coming up on this Friday at Harry Brown Airport on the east side of Saginaw County. That starts at 7 p.m. We have our business meeting first. It lasts around a half hour or so. And then we usually have some sort of presentation that follows. And this is a vintage gear show and tell that's coming up on Friday. So hopefully a few of you can make it. Any other check-ins, comments, or questions for the net? Call now. Okay, this concludes our net. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 11 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, and have a great week.
Ron there, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, this is KDA-AGN. I got to Monday at 9 o'clock. What was the rest of those times?
Okay, this net starts at 9 p.m. on Mondays. The other net that we have is on Sunday at 7 p.m. Sunday at 7 p.m., that is also a two-round net.
Very good. 73, everyone. I look forward to talking to you here in the future. I'll definitely make note of these net times.
All right. Good to have you in there tonight, and thanks for joining us. This is KC8YDF, clear.
This is KC8AGN, clear.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.